I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma responded to calls for him to resign on Wednesday, saying he needed to be furnished with more information on what he has done.
We're spending more time discussing Zuma must go. I don't understand why.
South Africa's ruling African National Congress on Wednesday said that President Jacob Zuma's unreasonable, irrational, and reckless behavior was a threat to state security and a danger to society. In Jordan, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson suggested an overhaul of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, which provides services to millions of Palestinians living in the West Bank, Gaza, Jordan, and Lebanon.
It has never had a sustainable funding model. It has always operated in almost in a one crisis to the next kind of environment. We really need to find a longer-term solution, and we need to invite more donors to participate in the funding of UNRWA's activities.
In January, the Trump administration withheld more than half of a $125 million U.S. pledge to UNRWA. Mariam Adalla reports that the trial continues in Yangon on Wednesday of two Reuters journalists charged with illegally handling over government secrets.
Wallon and Jassaou were arrested on December 12 after police accused them of violating the country's Official Secrets Act for acquiring important secret papers from two policemen. The charge is punishable by up to 14 years in prison.
The case has been strongly criticized as an effort to intimidate the press. This is VOA News. Nigeria has convicted the first person to be brought to justice for the Chibok girls' kidnapping.